It's a treat normally reserved for the big boys. But now we bring the play-by-play broadcast experience to the Vegreville and District Minor Hockey League. This is Vegreville Dairy Queen Big League Broadcast on Country 106.
Yes, it is ringside here at the Wally Fadoon Arena. The big JD with you, and we are set and ready for a double dose of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast on this Saturday morning. A pair of games headed your way, and we start off with U11 action. We've got the Vegreville Wranglers taking on the visiting Elk Island Wild. And let's take a look at the starting lineup for your Wranglers in this one. Between the pipes, it's going to be number one, Johnny Zaharkiw. And wearing number two, Nicholas Thiessen. Wearing number three, Tamir Bodner. Not dressed today is number four, Caitlin Mast. Wearing number seven will be Beckett Yakimic. Number eight is Emmett Dixon. Wearing number nine, Clark Workington. Number 10 is Austin Pelly. Number 11, Alexander Weeb. Number 12, Jackson Orfino. Number 13, Spencer Odrosky. Number 20, Presley Fossick. Number 21, Cooper Axton. Number 22, Jeremy Shedden. And wearing number 25 will be Chen Wicks. That is a look at your Vegreville U11 Wranglers. As we take a look at how they've been doing so far this season, both of these teams in the Central Division. The Wranglers coming in with a record of 5-9 through 14 games. Elk Island 5-8-1. So the Wild right now 1 point up on the Wranglers in the standings. The Wranglers will look to leapfrog them with a victory. We'll see what they can pull off here in this one. Meanwhile, as we take a look at how this team kind of shakes out for Vegreville in this one, Big two leading the way goal scoring wise, and that is Jeremy Shedden and Emmett Dixon, both of them with 23 goals so far on the season through 14 games. They have been goal scoring machines. But you look at some of the other players on the team to watch out for. Alexander Weeb, 9 points in 13 games played. Jackson Orfino has been pretty solid with 8 points through 11 games. A lot of solid talent up and down the roster, and we look forward to what should be a fun afternoon here. The U11 Wranglers taking on the Elk Island Wild, and it's just the start of a busy day. As soon as this game is complete, we will go to our U13 matchup. And yes, that will feature the U13 Wranglers taking on the visitors from Kitscotty, the U13 Kitscotty Knights. And that game set to start at 12:30 p.m., but we are here for the morning matchup of the U11s. And just a reminder, our broadcast this season brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. The Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is available at Vegreville Dairy Queen. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to Blizzard perfection and garnished with a whipped topping. And whoever our DQ player of the game will be at the end, we'll get to enjoy a Blizzard of their choosing. That's right. At the end of the game, we pick a Wrangler player of the game, and they get themselves a free medium Blizzard coupon from our friends at Dairy Queen, just one of the great sponsors of our big league broadcast, and always thrilled to be working with DQ once again. Vegreville Minor Hockey on display throughout the season. Always excited to be here on a Saturday. You get the parents in the crowd, some great atmosphere as these kids learn the basics of the game and continue to grow through a fantastic sport. As the warm-up's underway right now, we'll take you through a look at the Elk Island Wild roster as well. Wearing number two is going to be Ebenezer Lugosch. Number three is Mary Sobko. Number four is Clara Holt. Wearing number five, Dylan Strumalak. Number six, Sawyer Witrakush. Number seven, Christian McLeod. Number eight is Zenon Cossey. Number nine, Wyatt Kalita. Number 10, Ellie Poirier. Number 11 is Quinn Dickinson. Wearing number 14 for Elk Island will be Caden King. Number 15 is Magnolia Moonen. Number 16, Hunter Kabilka. Number 17, Jackson Calder. Number 18, William Purdy. And between the pipes, number 31, Clark Wilson. That's a look at the visitors from Elk Island. Now let's take a look at their roster. Also a two-headed monster goal scoring-wise for them. Zenon Cossey, 16 goals in 15 games. Meanwhile, Ebenezer Lugosch with 18 goals in 13 games. So those will be the players to watch out for. But they've also got some deep secondary scoring. You've got Mary Sobko with 8 goals on the season. Sawyer Witrakush with 10 in 13 games played. And they've been getting some pretty solid net mining throughout the season from Clark Wilson as well. Coming in with a goals against average of 491 and has seen plenty of rubber as well. 324 shots faced so far this season. Looking between the pipes for Vegreville. As we mentioned today, it'll be Johnny Zaharku between the pipes. It's been kind of splitting time with Alexander Weeb. But for Zaharku, a record of 2-3 so far this season. Goals against average of 883 and a save percentage of 735. So we'll see what happens here. The puck scheduled to drop any moment now, just as soon as these warm-ups wrap up. Our big league broadcast brought to you this season in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions. For all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies, visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Now, originally, this was supposed to be a three-game day, but we did get word a little earlier this week that the U18 game scheduled for 5 p.m., was going to be postponed. They will pick up a game at a later date, and we will get the U18s on the air at some point. But today's action will just feature these two games. So the 10:30 start here and the 12:30 start for the U13s. And for fans of the Zabava program, that's good news for you. That means the Zabava program will air at its regularly scheduled time of 5 p.m. And that is scheduled, again, to get underway at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Jeff Dick with you here inside the Wally Fadoon Arena for game one of two in our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast double dose Saturday. Our broadcast brought to you by a slew of great sponsors, and that includes Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique, with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Both these teams gearing up for what should be a fun one. As we mentioned, pretty even in the standings coming into this game. Both teams playing in the Central Division of the U11 NEHL League. Wranglers right now a record of 5-9. Elk Island at 5-8-1. An area where you see the difference is that goal differential. Elk Island, 60 goals for, only 67 against. Wranglers, 67 for, but 122 against. So the defense looking to shore things up. We go to center ice, and we are underway. Right off the draw here, Elk Island going to push this one into the offensive zone. Strumalak puts it in deep. Wranglers trying to get to this one first. That was Cooper Axton trying to get a stick on this one and get it ahead. Does there. A nice pass ahead for Emmett Dixon. He'll push this one into the Elk Island zone. Giving chase here, but it's the Wild who get to it first. Nice pass ahead for Strumalak. Gets around one, and Strumalak going to lead the rush. Up over the blue line, only to have it swept off the stick, and we get a whistle on a delayed offside call. 43 seconds in here to period number one. And a faceoff coming up in neutral ice. Ebenezer Lugosh, one of the leading scorers for this Elk Island squad, to take the draw against Yakimik. We are underway as Lugosh wins it back. Elk Island trying to gain the zone. Calder carried it over the line, only to have it knocked away here by Weeb. Weeb gets it back out to center, but it's fought for and dumped back in by Elk Island. Again, the Wranglers able to chip it out to center, only to see it flipped right back in by Poirier. Now shot back out again. A lot of back and forth action here in the early going. Now Orfino just going to try and skate this one up to center. Taken away and again dumped into the zone by Elk Island. That was behind the line though, and it will be an icing call. So bring that one all the way back. We can thank another great sponsor in Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. So a busy weekend of hockey here on Country 106. If you were tuned in last night, Vegreville Vipers kicking off 2024 with a 6-5 win over Cold Lake. And now the Vipers have plenty of time off until their next one. They don't play again until the 14th on the road again in Cold Lake. That season series has been a tight one. Both teams with five wins through 10 contests against each other. Now Elk Island on the attack again. First shot of the game is going to come in, and Zaharkiw gets a piece of it and holds on. Great chance here with a shot off the wing, but Zaharkiw stays tight to the post, makes the save, and holds on. Another faceoff inside the Vegreville zone. And this one going to be one right into the slot area. Wranglers trying to clear out of there, having a little bit of trouble doing so. Wyatt Kalita got a stick on that one, but now the Wranglers knock it out of harm's way. McLeod battling for it to Kalita. Kalita gets it back here for Elk Island. Takes the shot, and that one's going to whistle wide. The Wild throw one towards the net. Zaharkiw, who is down and out, having tripped and fallen, gets back in time to make a breath-stopping save. They get that one to the blue line. Not out. Dickinson keeps it alive for Elk Island. Wow, what a save from Zaharkiw here in the early going. Now the Wrangler is trying to get this one out of the zone, having a little trouble getting it past Kalita. Now McLeod gets a stick on it, and it gets to the front of the net. There's a shot at a goal. Elk Island going to start the scoring, and it's Mary Sobko. This one comes at the 2:27 mark of the opening period. That's just hard work in front. That line doing a good job continuing to hem that puck in the zone, not allowing any clearing attempts. And they get it to Sobko in front, who makes the nice move. And that's a big goal there for Elk Island to start things off. As we mentioned, Sobko has been providing tremendous secondary scoring this season. That'll be goal number 9 on the season for Mary. Now the Island right back, or Elk Island Wild right back into the zone. Good team when it comes to puck possession, but now the puck stripped away, and watch how they get it ahead to Dixon. Dixon drops one back. Shedden carries it over the line. Shedden had a couple of Wild trailing, so tries to center a pass. This one broken up. And now back the other way come the Wild. Caden King up over the line. Lets the shot go, and that one wide. Around the boards and all the way to the blue line. Shedden trying to get it out, having some difficulty doing that. Second chance to clear. Again, stopped at the blue line. Now the Wranglers get it to Shedden, who will cut over to the left-hand side, works his way up to center and dumps that one in. Now again, Elk Island content to dump that one out to center ice. Wranglers having a little difficulty with it. Now Axton will grab the puck, go for a skate into the zone, drops one off for Dixon. Emmett Dixon sees a bit of room, comes to the slot, lets a shot go, and that one tipped just wide. Ebenezer Lugosch on it here. Tries to throw that pass to the front of the Elk Island net, but it'll go to the blue line. Stopped there by Shedden. Shedden back to Workington. Workington trying to get it to the slot area. This one's going to be knocked away, though, and Elk Island clears it out to center. Finds Lugosch in stride. Ebenezer Lugosch moving in, forced into the corner, still controlling it, heads down low, looking for the wraparound. That one stopped by Zaharkiw, and this loose puck picked up by the Wranglers. Long pass ahead, just out of the reach of Weeb, poked into the corner by Wilson. Weeb has it, and Weeb quickly stripped of the puck here by Elk Island's Zenon Cossey. Cossey going to lead this rush up over the blue line. Cossey tries the shot. That one blocked by Orfino. Good defense as the Wranglers chip that one out to center. All the way back into the Elk Island zone as Dickinson plays it around the boards for Sobko, the goal scorer. Tied up against the boards. Both teams digging for it, trying to get this one free. Referee with a close eye on the play. Now it does come free. And it is Sobko gets it out to center. This one broken up, and Orfino will clear. Goes off a skate and finds Weeb. Weeb carries that one over the blue line. Now has a little difficulty as three wild gang up on Weeb along the boards. Now getting a little bit of help. Wranglers trying to keep this one in the zone, but it will be swept out to center. And now, watch out, bit of a breakaway if they can hurry. Long shot coming in from center, though. Zaharkiw going to make the save on that one. That was off the stick of Ellie Poirier. Now a loose puck inside the Wrangler zone. Orfino got a slap on it. Will get it out to center. Dickinson gets it under control. Lays that one ahead. There's another shot blocked by the defense, and Orfino will grab the puck. And behind the net, coughs it up. Sobko got a chance in front. Knocked away and passed Dickinson at the point. All the way down the ice, right in on the netminder Wilson, forcing a save. Now the Wild get this one out to center from in front of the penalty box area. Sobko going to dump it in, race to this puck. Beckett Yakimic, first one to it. Knocks one around the boards. Got it as far as the point before Cossey gets it back. Takes the shot and scores from the point. Cossey's shot takes a bounce, goes underneath Zaharkiw. And a big goal there. Make it 2-0, Elk Island. And Zenon Cossey with that point shot that makes its way through. So Elk Island off to a hot start here. And Vegreville, which has had some defensive woes this season, finds themselves in a 2-0 hole. That goal for Cossey going to be the 17th on the season. As the Wranglers push that puck into the Elk Island zone. Both teams dig away along the boards. Referee again keeping a close eye on it. Now the puck will come free, go all the way to the far side, racing to get there first, and Calder will get the puck. Knocks it back. And Poirier trying to poke this one out of the zone for Sobko. Sobko drops, and here's Calder with speed. Moves in, takes the shot, stopped by Zaharkiw, but Sobko gets the rebound. And two goals in less than a minute's time. Solid play again by Sobko. Going to the net, that first shot stop at the rebound right there for Sobko. And she's got two here in the first period. That last one will put her into double digits on the season. That is 10. Elk Island off to a hot start in this one. Wranglers struggling to get into the zone at this point. Now they do, but the puck stripped right away and sent back down the ice. No icing here as that one slows up in front of the line, and the Wranglers get to it, try to clear, but again, have some difficulty doing that, and Kalita now moves in, takes the shot, stopped by Zaharkiw. And he will hold on. You're listening to our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. The Vegreville Minor Hockey brought to you in part by Stealth Bin Products. They not only sell bins, they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at stealthbinproducts.com. Off the faceoff in the zone here, it is the Wranglers getting it, trying to get it out. Beckett Yakimic carries it over center and now over the blue line. This one swept away by the Elk Island captain, Cossey. Sends the pass forward, hits a stick, and now comes back to Cossey. Cossey over the line, long shot, stopped again by Zaharkiw. Wranglers trying to send a pass to the point. Just get that one onto the stick of Weeb. We've taken off on the left-hand side. Ebenezer Lugos forces him down low. puck swept to the point, but kept alive there by Thiessen. Thrown towards the net. This one intercepted by Kossi. Now makes the play over to Lugosz. Lugosz going to carry it over the line, but a hair offside there was Kalita. And then we'll draw the whistle. We've played 9 minutes and 8 seconds here in this first period. 3-0 score. Elk Island on top. A pair of those goals coming from Mary Sobko and the other from Zenon Kossi. Another faceoff here in neutral ice. This one won back by Elk Island. And they will carry it over the line here. Caden King moves in, takes the shot. What a stop by Zaharkiw. Everything opened up right there for Caden King. And a clean shot on, but Zaharkiw coming out to challenge the shooter and takes that one away. Another face-off inside the Wrangler zone. One right to the boards, and the Wranglers do clear this one. Now it's a race to the puck. Chen Wicks chasing after it, but it will be Kabelka who gets there first. Kabelka takes it behind their own net. Now the pass in front. Swept out to center ice. Nicely ahead again and again. This is Sobko coming in with a shot. Stop, big rebound and covered up. No, rebound forced home again. And that time it is Caden King rewarded for another rebound effort. 4 goals in the first 9 minutes and 52 seconds. And again, that's Sobko getting the initial shot. With the rebound tucked home by Caden King. And for King, that's going to be goal number one on the season. Hard work here. Now Vegreville into the zone. Shedden tries to get one to the front of the net. This one's going to be broken up. Played around the boards and out to center. Flipped back in here by the Wranglers. And now Elk Island gets a stick on it. Kossi going to lead the rush. Out to Sobko. Sobko stripped. And Thiessen dumps it into the zone. Clearing attempt here. We'll get out to center. Sobko on it. Played for King. Taken away by Shedden. Shedden having some difficulty along the boards there, trying to move this in front of the penalty box area. Instead, it's taken away and shot into the Vegreville zone. Spat back out to center. Cooper Axton on it there. Axton surveying the situation, looking for the right pass, finds Shedden. Shedden crosses the line, drops one off for Dixon. Dixon tries to spin, goes down, a loose puck to the sideboard. Strumalak trying to clear here. Gets it as far as the blue line, not out. Shedden takes the puck. Shedden moving in, lets the shot go. That one stopped. Rebound, Dixon has it, looking for it. Dixon still sees it. They can't get it through traffic. Still a loose puck in there, and now Elk Island will clear it out of harm's way for the time being. Now a pass does get ahead to Lugosz. Lugosz breaks through. Trying to move in, but now a hit by Thiessen to take down Lugosz, and that will be a penalty. Body contact on Thiessen, still a penalty at this age. It was a good effort to get back and try and stop that breakaway, and now it turns into a power play for Elk Island. Visiting Wild have come into the Wally Fadoon Arena and gotten off to a hot start, 4-0 the score. All 4 goals in the first 9 minutes and 52 seconds. Two of them off the stick of Mary Sobko. And the last one, a result of Sobko's hard work that turned into a rebound goal for Caden King. Now Elk Island in possession off the draw, but they'll lose it. And that'll be dumped down the ice by Yakimik. All the way down here. Both teams battle along the boards. Florida comes free for Yakimik. Tries to get a shot towards the net. That one wide. Elk Island out of their own zone. Now pushed back again. Purdy has to come back and grab it. Plays it cross ice. And the Wild stripped to the puck. Watch out. Here's Weeb. Weeb cutting to the middle, shorthanded. Got room. Shoots. Scores! Alexander Weeb gets Vegreville on the board with a shorthanded marker. And that is a great individual effort. Knock the puck away at the blue line. Go in after it. Then the nice move to get around the defender. And the quick shot on the partial breakaway there. Alexander Weeb. Big goal to put Vegreville on the board here. And for Weeb, that is going to be goal number 5 on the season. Now it's dumped back into the zone here by Elk Island. Yakimik on it, trying to clear, but this one's going to hit a body and go into the corner. Weeb with a clearing attempt, but that'll ride up the glass and touch the mesh netting. And we'll get ourselves a face-off. You're listening to Vegreville Wranglers Dairy Queen Big League Broadcast Hockey, brought to you in part by N-Cube and Landry, chartered professional accountants that specialize in agriculture, corporate, and personal tax. Get your taxes in order today with N-Cube and Landry. Right off the draw here, a shot towards Zaharku, who will make the save. Still 35 seconds of power play time left here for Elk Island. And another penalty here is a couple of players got together. Someone went down, and Lugaj looks like they are going to get 2 for tripping. And so that will mean 4-on-4 for 26 seconds. And then an abbreviated power play for the Wranglers. And this faceoff coming in the Elk Island zone. Wranglers down 4-1. But riding a bit of momentum after that goal by Weeb. Now Caden King flying up the wing with this puck. Takes the shot, scores! 5-hole on Zaharku. Caden King with a goal at 4-on-4. And another breakaway marker there, and a quick response coming just 58 seconds after Weeb's goal. Taking advantage of the speed factor. Still 4-on-4 here for another 15 seconds. Then it'll be a Vegreville power play. King back in over the line with it. Takes the shot, and that one just off the top of Zaharku and stays out. Both teams banging away along the boards. Penalty has expired, and that means a power play right now for Vegreville. First, they got to get the puck away from Elk Island. Short-handed, King lets a shot go that goes wide. Mary Sobko tries to send one off the boards, but this one's going to be intercepted by Shedden. Shedden with speed up the ice. They converge. Shedden lets a shot go that goes wide. Another chance from a sharp angle by Weeb that misses. Shedden gets it back. Tries another pass across, but gets the puck right back. Flips one forward. They can't get the chance. Second opportunity, scores! And there is a power play goal from Emmett Dixon. This one comes just as the first penalty had expired, making it a power play goal. And rebounds, so key. This one comes a minute, 4 seconds after the last one. Another face-off where the Wranglers get possession, get it ahead to Shedden. Shedden cutting wide. Tries to put one to the middle of the ice. That one just out of reach of the intended target. Out to center. And now both teams taking a whack at it here. Emerging with it. It was Cooper Axton. Carries it over the line, only to have the puck stripped. And again, dumped down the ice by Elk Island. Thiessen gets to it and tries to move it forward. Taken away by Calder and dumped in again. Shedden has to come back to grab that loose puck. And now Shedden backhands went up the boards. Not out of the zone. Another shot blocked in front. And you get this one to the sideboards. Again, trying to clear. It stopped. Coming in, there's another shot. That went off the side of the net near Zaharkiw. Now a clearing attempt will get to the blue line. Not out. Kept alive. There's a shot. That one just stays out. Now played into neutral ice here. As the Wranglers keep coming with it. Well, this one taken away after they cross the blue line. Cossie on it again. Cossie moves in, gets past the D, can't get the shot off. A second chance still gobbled up by the netminder. 3:48 to go in the first period. Already 5-2 for the visitors from Elk Island. Some solid goals on both sides so far. Now right off the draw, a shot towards Zaharkiw, makes the save. Puck comes out to center. Now it was Somko who pushed one into the zone. Wranglers get to it. They try to chip it past the man at the point. They do. And it's Purdy. Purdy across for Kavelka. And plays that one to Somko. Going to carry it up over the blue line. Somko with a shot off the blocker hand. Nice save made there by the netminder Zaharkiw. They pop it out in front. And the Wranglers will just get it away from that dangerous area. Weeb hitting up the ice, gets past one, gets past two, shoots, scores! Alexander Weeb with a beauty on the breakaway. And another breakaway goal for Alexander Weeb. This one coming with 2:50 to go in the period. Another face-off stays at center ice. Elk Island trying to move this one. Will be stripped by Weeb. And Weeb will dump that in. Taken away by Zenon Cossie. Cossie racing into the zone. We get a whistle on an offside call. So bring that one back. Well, if you're a fan of a high-scoring affairs, you're going to love this one. First period, not even over. Already 5-3. A couple of early candidates for our player of the game. Somebody's going to win a free medium Dairy Queen Blizzard. Now, Elk Island crosses the line. Try to get one towards the net, but instead taken away here by the Wranglers. We do get a whistle and a penalty coming up on a tripping call. Looks like they're grabbing one of the Elk Island Wild. And that's Dylan Strumalak. Going to get two for tripping here with 2:09 remaining in the period. So another power play chance here for Vegreville. But off the draw, in possession here of Elk Island. They will dump it. Now chasing after it is Lugosz, making the save. Second chance for a shot. Take it. Stopped by Zaharikiu. Into the corner rolls the puck. Vegreville can't get it past the man at the line. Now King gets it right back in front. A shot stopped by Zaharikiu. Puck back to the point. Dickinson tries to pass across. It will come out of the zone. They push this one back in. Minute 20 to play in the period. Wranglers trying to come out of their own zone. Having a little trouble doing that, and now it turns into a shot for the opponents. Easily steered aside by the netminder. And now the Wranglers do get it up to center. Both teams trying to dig away here along the boards. Shedden in there as well. 45 seconds to play in the period. This one dumped into the zone. And Shedden has to come back to get it. Tries to clear, stopped at the point, and there's a shot that goes off the side of the Viper net. Now both teams again going after the puck in the corner. This one played out to center ice. On it here is Thiessen. Trying to push his way through traffic. Does get the puck over the line, only momentarily. And that will bring us to the horn sounding. And the first period underway and complete. So a busy first period for sure. 5-3 is the score. And they will go over and chat things, get ready for period number two, as it looks like we'll go right into it, but it'll give us a chance to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back right after this.